Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what's so great about it? Well, it's the end of the week. It's coming up to a holiday weekend. This has been the week from hell for the Biden administration. It is, Peggy Noonan says, a week in which we had a decisive break, a real turning point in history, but not at all the kind that President Biden says he wanted or that he describes. This is a point where people who supported Biden, who voted for him, who backed him, who believed his promises to try to bring Americans together, are basically disgusted. Because it's the only way to react. I mean, honest to goodness, if there's somebody out there, and again, I do enjoy callers and I learn from callers. And I would be thrilled if there's somebody out there who actually believes that President Biden had a good week. If you believe that when it comes to his speech in Georgia, which has been described as one of the most disastrous and destructive presidential speeches ever, and that from people who voted for Joe Biden, who backed him, who wanted to give him a chance to do what he said he would do, which is bring the American people together. Well, now it's failing so badly in that effort that both on the Republican side and the Democratic side, there are all kinds of speculations, suggestions about different people running for president who are not named Donald J. Trump or Joseph Robinette Biden. Yeah, it's interesting. He never uses his middle name, but it is Robinette. It's about part of the family on his mother's side. The point being over here that right now there are two women, one of whom has run for president before, actually three women, two of whom have run for president before, who are all the subject of intense speculation about stepping in and taking the place of one of the aging leaders on either the Republican or the Democratic side. Now, that's pretty complicated, but it's a complicated situation. I cannot believe that there are any Americans, any, who, when you think about it, don't assume that you can do better than a replay of Trump versus Biden. I mean, first of all, they'll both be so elderly at the time of the next election. And secondly, well, it's Trump versus Biden, really? Is the right way to replace that is have it Trump versus Hillary again, even digging further back into the past? What is it with these baby boomers who just won't let go? It's a real problem. We will be talking about the Hillary for President boom from one of the people who helped to start it. We're going to be talking to Doug Schoen, a Fox News contributor, a prolific author, political analyst, pollster, who years ago helped advise Bill Clinton to move toward the center. And he believes the only way for Democrats to move toward the center is to actually back up Hillary Clinton. Really? Really? And it is a little bit unfair to say that there is no one who seems to support what Joe Biden did. Well, almost no one. There's a woman, we found somebody, because she was up there on Twitter. Her name is Pamela Pugh. She has a degree called a Dr. Ph., D-R-P-H., M-S. She is a truth teller, accessible environmental health and social justice policy advisor and influencer. And she is the vice president, in fact, of the Michigan State Board of Education. And here is what she has to say regarding President Biden's week. Listen.
time out for it. He needs to hold the press conference. Let him know. Either you're going to be by my side saying you're going to be with me and getting rid of the filibuster, or I'm gassing up the jet on your behind, and I will be in Arizona and West Virginia directly and let the American people know who's standing in the way of my entire agenda, not just voting rights. So President Biden, gas up the jet and cancel student debt. Those two things.
Gas up that jet. And when you start talking about jets and people's behinds, Pamela Pugh was talking about here was actually trying to have the president campaign against Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Now, Arizona has become a swing state, so who knows what's going to happen when Kristen Sinema stands for re-election. They do have a Senate election in Arizona this time for Mark Kelly, her colleague, who took over from Martha McSally. She took that was a special election, and there had to be filled, and then Kelly has to go stand for re-election for a full term. Now, in terms of Joe Manchin isn't up for re-election, I think, until 2024. And I mean, this is West Virginia. It's a state that President Trump got almost 70% of the vote. So if Democrats are talking about knocking out West Virginia, they're talking about adding another Republican to the U.S. Senate. And that's fine. I mean, I think we would miss Joe Manchin. He's provided some actually very sobering leadership. But when Democrats are railing against each other to the extent of what we just heard about gassing up the jet on somebody's behind, gassing up the jet inside? Never mind. We won't go into any anatomical speculation or quasi-medical speculation. But President Trump is actually going to be doing a rally in Arizona coming up this week, next week, actually. It's the 15th he has his rally. And, it's the weekend, I guess. So, roll call writes, Trump heads to rural Arizona, where GOP candidates are eager for his backing. Donald Trump is signaling he intends to fight this year for Republican candidates in Arizona and beyond. Even though some high-profile GOP nominees scored victories last year with the former president largely on the sidelines. Republicans are riding high after a number of victories and close losses last year, including in two states Trump lost by double digits in 2020, Virginia and New Jersey. Trump largely remained in the background of those gubernatorial and state legislative races, despite Democrats' efforts to make him the focus. Right now, Kyrsten Sinema is a focus of a great deal of attention because of her remarkable speech yesterday. Also, people are bringing up that Senator Sinema, who when she first entered the U.S. Senate, became one of the first senators ever, anywhere, to declare herself an atheist. Yesterday, she was wearing a small silver cross, but highly visible. It wasn't like a Laura Ingraham giant cross. It was a cross. And for somebody who was made news by being the first bisexual U.S. senator, and as she was the first openly bisexual U.S. House member, and also declaring herself an atheist, for her now to be a hero, and she deserves it, frankly, because what she is doing is actually preserving the U.S. Senate. And the term conservative comes from the idea of conserving something, of keeping it, of protecting it, of honoring it. And that's actually what she had done with the traditions of the U.S. Senate. Now, this has produced a a great deal of less than enthusiastic Democratic response. But what about the enthusiasm, even from people who backed him in the last election, the enthusiasm of a negative kind against Joe Biden and his so-called voting rights speech? We will get to that. And then the question, where do we go from here? All coming up on The MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Also, of course, breaking news on the medical front regarding the relationship between smoking marijuana and COVID-19, particularly regarding the Omicron variant. We will get to that. By the way, I will say this, that there is no indication that smoking marijuana helps more than taking ivermectin. So for but what's the relationship? We will be getting to that on the Medved show. Also later today, there are a bunch of movies coming out today. Two of which are actually pretty good. And including an animated film that hasn't gotten a lot of publicity that is really lovely, actually, and that both kids and parents would enjoy. We will get to that also on the Medved show. The we're talking about speculation about sort of surprise candidates for president. I mean, a number of people are talking about this. Tom Friedman of the New York Times talked about some kind of split ticket race, like putting together a ticket of Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney. By the way, I think the chances of Liz Cheney running alongside Kamala Harris or any other Democrat are zero, because Liz is a convicted, a very strong Republican conservative. And she went around at the House recently with her dad, who you may remember was an outstanding vice president of the United States, in my opinion. And he had served in Congress himself for 10 years before he became Secretary of Defense and then went on to the vice presidency. But the idea of that kind of split ticket, or a ticket of Biden and Liz Cheney, or basically it is not really possible the way that we do American politics and the way that the Electoral College functions and what you need to do to win a majority of those electors. The idea of a Republican-Democratic split ticket is probably not a good one. The only time that's really worked and gotten somebody elected was for Lincoln's second term. Now, that's a while ago. And Lincoln made an incredibly bad choice by going with Andrew Johnson, who became the first president to be impeached after Lincoln was killed. And one of the stories, when people look at Lincoln's mistakes, and there were very few of them, he was a remarkable president and a remarkable decision maker. One of the very few mistakes he made was saying, well, we're having a tough election here for re-election in 1864. We need a pro-union Democrat. So he went with Andrew Johnson, who agreed with him on almost nothing, and part of the almost nothing was that Andrew Johnson, whatever you want to say about him, he was a very deeply convinced and fairly radical racist. And that was not Abraham Lincoln. In any event, the next Lincoln, Tulsi Gabbard, really? The question is, what party? She sounds awfully good in some of the things she says. I do want to remind people who are viewing her as a new conservative heroine, she is also very much pro-national legalization of marijuana. She is very much part of a national institution of Roe v. Wade. She is very, very pro-choice, defending what are called abortion rights. I don't think Tulsi Gabbard, even though there is talk about her reaffiliating Republican, that's basically because, like many other people at the moment, she is just thoroughly disgusted with the Biden administration and with the performance of Joe Biden as President of the United States. Listen to these comments following his position on voting rights as enunciated in Atlanta earlier this week. Tulsi Gabbard, former congresswoman from Hawaii.
I supported Joe Biden, and millions of other Americans voted for Joe Biden because he promised to unite us. He promised to bring us together, to end the divisiveness. Sadly, not only has he failed to do this, he has betrayed us all by pouring fuel on the fires of divisiveness, tearing our country apart. Now, Biden compares those who disagree with him to racists, traitors, to enemies of bygone eras. And Biden now has his attorney general targeting millions of Americans as domestic terrorists.
Okay, she's right on everything she's saying. And by the way, when you look at Peggy Noonan, who was also somebody who did not support Trump for re-election. I don't know if, I don't believe she actually supported Biden, but she said things that ought to have encouraged him about uniting the country. She's done with that. I mean, she has just one of the harshest columns I have ever read her to write. She is attacking Joe Biden, what he is doing to divide the country and to break his promises. And the fact is that what's so bizarre about this and shows just such massive incompetence. And remember, that was another pitch that Biden made to the electorate was, well, all of a sudden, this is a guy who's been around Washington. He knows what's going on. He may not be the most exciting guy in the world, may not be the most brilliant guy in the world, but he's a professional. He's not going to make rookie mistakes. Well, this is a rookie mistake because, first of all, you give a speech like this that is so divisive, that gets such an overwhelmingly negative reaction, and then the moment after you give the speech, you give up. They have basically said that they now recognize, no, they're not going to get rid of the filibuster. Kyrsten Sinema took care of that. And by the way, Kyrsten Sinema, of course, is one of the people that they are now talking about running for president. Nobody knows which party. Tulsi Gabbard ran for president before, attracted a lot of attention, and she's a good communicator, and she's great on TV, but she's peculiar. I mean, and her mix of policy positions are peculiar and unique. If anybody out there is enthusiastic about Tulsi Gabbard for president, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. In terms of Kyrsten Sinema, this is very much on everybody's mind, because President Trump is going out to her part of the country. And is it at all possible or likely that he would say something positive about the senator from Arizona? Well, she deserves it. For people who are institutionalists at all, who care about American institutions, like the United States Senate. And one of the institutions that we ought to care about is the criminal justice system and also the university system in the United States. There's an epidemic right now of college dropouts who are also stiffing Uncle Sam regarding student loans. And the cost is unbelievable. There are a couple of Republicans who are trying to do something about it. What can be done? We'll figure that out and more on the Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week, including the Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses, and key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. The president doing his best to end the week on a positive note by talking about the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year.
It's all about fixing the problem. I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on. Whether you're in rural Kentucky or downtown Philadelphia, you should be able to turn on a faucet and drink clean water.
The president and first lady heading to Delaware for the weekend. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, in addition to the audio we just played you of Tulsi Gabbard, she sent out a tweet that has had a very remarkable impact. In fact, let's do that quickly as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Well, of course, you don't have to worry about President Trump in that regard. He has actually been banned from Twitter for a while. That's why I haven't heard from him in that venue. But we have heard from former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, former representative in the U.S. House of Representatives from Hawaii, and she's also a military veteran. She also has a podcast that she's been working on. She's also recently been a very prominent guest and well-received guest on Fox News, particularly on the Tucker Carlson Show and the Laura Ingraham Show. Here's what Tulsi tweeted just now, yesterday actually. She said, Hillary's calling tens of millions of Americans deplorables was divisive and disgusting. But Biden has gone further, calling those who disagree with his actions and policies domestic enemies, traitors, and racists. Biden promised to unite us, but he is doing all he can to divide us. And by the way, I think that's true, basically. But why? Because he doesn't win by dividing people. That's not the source of winning. How does it help? Again, the number of people who are enthusiastic about President Biden's recent comments are very limited. And the idea of actually also losing two of the U.S. senators he desperately needs and in this regard, including Kyrsten Sinema. And today there is a great deal of reaction to that speech that we covered earlier in the week, the fine speech that Kyrsten Sinema gave, I believe it was yesterday morning, where she talked about defending the filibuster and the importance of the filibuster and the importance of protecting the rights of minority viewpoints in the U.S. Senate. And it was just a fine and outstanding speech. And now people are talking about she's raising political funds, and she has a lot of high-profile supporters in Arizona. And there's also talk on Twitter by people who claim to know her well, or at least know people, other people who know her well. And she is seriously thinking about a presidential run, maybe as a Democrat, maybe as an independent. I don't think she would run as a Republican, but who knows? Let us go to Kelly in Snohomish, Washington. Kelly, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, good afternoon in sunny Seattle today. Thank
you. Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's about time. Hey, we're in a real pickle here, I think, because as much of a train wreck as the Biden presidency is, with Kamala Harris, who's actually worse, we're looking at Trump running again. And as a conservative, I think strongly that we can't go there again. As much as I like his policies and the way that he goes about affecting change internally, we can't have time spent with all this divisiveness, and we can't afford to do that again. So who are the Republicans going to have that's going to stand up, that's a conservative, that actually knows how to run the office and can get enough people on the other side to get some things that we need done in our economy, in our military? It's kind of a mess.
Yes, it is. But let me mention a couple of names to you that I think give me hope. I am a great fan of Senator Tim Scott. And there is some talk, I don't know if it will come to fruition, that we're going to pick somebody, the Republicans, to answer the President's State of the Union address, which is not coming till March 1st. Tim Scott's played that role before and done very well with it. I think he might do that again. I think he is a kind of candidate who has credibility on all sides of the Republican Party, including Trump loyalists. And he's a gifted legislator, and I think he's a very effective politician. Somebody else I would mention is somebody remarkably well qualified to be president, who served time in Congress and has served at the top cabinet position, as Mike Pompeo. Look, I'm impressed by the fact that he finished first in his class at West Point before a distinguished military career. And he just lost 90 pounds. And he looks great. And I think he is running, and I think he would also run even if Trump ran. Chris Christie has baggage, and I'm not now talking about, we're not talking about weight issues, but Chris Christie wrote a fine book called Republican Rescue, and then some other names. Nikki Haley, the former ambassador, she said she wouldn't run if Trump does. She wouldn't run against him, in other words. Ben Sasse, if Trump did not run, I think the senator from Iowa, who's very gifted and I think a unifying figure. Marco Rubio ran last time, did not do well, is making much more serious than Ron DeSantis. There are actually three potential candidates from Florida. Ron DeSantis, the governor, who I think has just gotten in too much. And right now, he's gone into a bitter kind of back and forth with Trump because Governor DeSantis, I think very stupidly, won't answer the question whether he got a booster shot. We know he got the previous vaccinations. He won't answer a question. If you're talking about how to deal with the pandemic, to say that, well, I won't tell you, it's none of your business, sure, it's your business. He's a governor and a potential presidential candidate. There are other people as well. who are very potential. Tom Cotton, a senator from Arkansas, clearly is preparing to run. A combat veteran, graduate of Harvard Law School, very bright and credible guy. So, again, the Democrats have a much tougher problem. They really do, because they have a very clear ideological problem and dividing line in the party between the extreme leftists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Democrats like Joe Manchin or John Tester of Montana and most of the other mainstream Democrats, even Chuck Schumer himself. That's why there's talk of a primary battle in the New York State Senate election that Chuck Schumer faces. Republican divisions are not so much ideological. They aren't. They're about how you respond to President Trump. And Kelly, I just want to tell you, I agree with everything you said. I think that right now, the fact that Trump is concentrating most of his energy on challenging Republican incumbents in primaries and trying to knock out Republican opponents with conservative records and people who voted for your program and your tax reform and for your defense buildup and for all those things that most conservatives like about the Trump administration, to go after Congress people like that with very conservative voting records because they didn't support you, President Trump, is one of those reasons of it's not so much putting your own political virtue ahead of the country. It's putting your own political standing ahead of the party. And right now, our party needs help. Appreciate your call. This came in from Simi Valley, California, and Christian. He says, if Kyrsten Sinema does eventually run for president, would Joe Manchin be a good vice president for her? Or do you think someone else would be a better pick? If someone else, who would you choose in your opinion? We will get to that and more. Think of your own answer. Coming up on the Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's that one bit of good news that came in at the very, very end of the show yesterday, and means that this week is not a total loss. It's certainly not a total loss because there's a fairly unified Republican and even independent response. Everybody except people who are basically lemming-like Democrats who are just so devoted to anything that is partisan and Democratic. The only ones who really have seen any advantage in President Biden's recent focus on voting rights and the speech that he gave earlier, and then basically the inability to have any kind of meaningful response to Senator Sinema and Manchin regarding the filibuster. The other bit of good news that I mentioned at the very end of the show yesterday was the decision by Governor Newsom. And does this mean that I'm now all pro Newsom and warm and fuzzy toward the horrible governor of California? No. No, I supported his recall and supported my friend Larry Elder in that contest. But Larry's already announced he's not running for governor again, which I think is probably the right decision for him. Gavin Newsom facing a very crucial decision, and one that could have, I think, very badly damaged his political career if he'd gone the other way, made the decision not, that is, not to approve the parole of Sirhan Sirhan, the murderer of Robert Kennedy. We will get to his thinking on that, which, by the way, I think is solid, Gavin Newsom's, and is the main reason that I would give to anybody that this unrepentant murderer should stay in prison for the rest of his life before his one-way ticket to hell. But we will get to that. Let me go to a really good and I think smart email that came in from Herman in Hawaii. And Herman in Hawaii says, simple question. If the filibuster was so important to the U.S. Constitution, the Senate and the United States of America, why didn't the Founding Fathers put it in the text of the Constitution in 1787? Maybe because the minority was already protected in the Senate in the original text of the U.S. Constitution. I thought you were an originalist or textualist. And he says, WTF. Well, I'll tell you, the Constitution has survived as long as it has because it's relatively short. There are other countries. In Britain, they don't have a written constitution at all. And they don't have a written constitution in Israel. And what they have is an accumulation of case law, of what they call statute law, which is a combination of court decisions and laws that have been passed by Parliament. But we keep our Constitution fairly broad and open, and one of the things it doesn't do is the Constitution reserves a lot of rights for the states and decisions to be made by the states. And here, the Constitution reserves the right to organize a House of Congress to that House of Congress. There are no rules about how you adjourn a house. What there are some instances where they claim the right to the need for a supermajority. In other words, before you are going to have a declaration of war, you need more than just a simple majority. And they didn't put that into the Senate. Into the restrictions of the Senate that you need a two-thirds for everything because they left it up to future generations, and I think very wisely, and to the members of the Senate themselves to put in those restrictions. And by the way, the rules on filibuster have changed. It used to be that to get a filibuster to work, you actually had to stand up there and blab for hours on end. Now you can just basically demand that people try to shut you up, and if they don't get the votes to shut you up, well, then you can go ahead and block whatever it is you're doing. And it used to be that a filibuster on anything, you could filibuster on anything, all you needed was one-third of the votes. In other words, you needed two-thirds of the votes in order to shut down a filibuster. Today, you only need 60, and that was a rule that was made. It was a compromise. I do think that even what originalists and textualists are about, that you're talking about, is not the idea that you can only go by traditions that have been set by the Constitution. What it means is that don't invent things and then pretend they are part of the Constitution when they're not. For instance, there is no right to privacy in the Constitution. Now, the Supreme Court says there is, so there is now, judicially. But that right to privacy was created in a court case called Griswold versus Connecticut that was 1965, which is almost 200 years after that Constitution was written. And the point is, the idea that you don't have a right to privacy in the Constitution actually written there doesn't mean that it might not be worth defending that right to privacy now that it's been established. And by the same token, the fact that the filibuster isn't written into the Constitution doesn't mean that it's something that has been part of American practice for years and years and years isn't worth defending. Look, I'll give you another example. There's no limit in the Constitution as originally written to how many terms a president can serve. That's why Franklin Roosevelt could be elected to four different terms. He served very little of the fourth one because he died in April of 1945. But the point is, over there, because Roosevelt violated that norm and that rule when he ran for a third term, they decided, after his passing, to amend the Constitution. And they did that, so now it's a formal rule. It's one of the reasons I saw somebody had written in a letter to the editor saying that the one ticket that the Democrats should put forward that no one could beat would be Michelle Obama for president, Barack Obama for vice president. Barack Obama's not eligible to run for vice president because he's not eligible to be president because he's already served two full terms.
No, it's, and he was not born in Kenya. That's not one of his problems. Yeah, I can see somebody say, oh, Medved just said Barack Obama is ineligible to be president. No, it has nothing to do with birth status. It has to do with having served two terms. And you now have, under the 22nd Amendment, the prohibition from serving for president, which also means running for or serving for vice president. And then there's this that came in. It came in from William in California. He says, Michael, the totalitarian in you is showing. Why don't you move to Quebec? We talked yesterday about their vax tax, the tax on people who are not vaccinated. Maybe you will be happier and more comfortable up there since they are forcing vaccinations up there. I agree with you on most of your opinions. I just don't agree with people who want to force me to do something that I don't wish to do. That's all. Okay, the question is, there's all kinds of stuff that people don't wish to do that sometimes we decide as a society that you need to be compelled to do for the public good. You may not wish to observe speed limits, but there's a decision that, well, that's important. It protects other people. And you may not want to wear clothing in public, but there are a lot of other people who might be bothered if you chose not to. And in terms of the vaccine, it's also very different in Quebec. I don't necessarily support it, by the way, but I can understand it better in a country like Canada where you don't pay for your own medical care. Everybody, that comes out of taxpayer funds. It is a socialized medical system, famously. And if you are going to be costing the government a lot more because of your refusal to do something that the overwhelming majority of Canadians have done, which is get vaccinated, then, okay, it's like, is it unfair for insurance policies to charge you higher premiums if you're non-vaccinated? What if you refuse to get any vaccinations? Should you pay more in your insurance policies for the chance of getting measles or typhoid or shingles or anything? It seems to me that sometimes freedom doesn't mean the freedom to have other people pay for your decisions, especially if those decisions are bad ones. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.